Good evening, viewers. This is a brand new episode of Nick Elliott Podcasts. And we're doing it for a really, really different place. We're in Italy over here for the Italian job, the show that I've been doing in central Rome. And today, I know it's a bit of a makeshift studio, but I think it'll be okay. I'm joined by Oliver Hardy.
Ciao.
And Stan Laurel.
Hello.
Better known as Steve Knight.
Greetings, everyone.
And Andy B.
Hello.
You don't say hello, Andy B. He never has a lot to say, does he?
He doesn't.
Not at all.
No. Single syllable at best.
Prince of trivia, he is not. Anyway, we kind of just wanted to do this show live Saturday afternoon, and because obviously we're here, and we just thought we've got to do something from Italy, man. Ain't you got to do something from here.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Be rude not to.
Indeed, it would. And we're going to hopefully enlighten you on Italy and what it's like to be over here for 2.5 weeks.
Merci beaucoup.
Okay. Obviously, a bit of a language issue going on there.
I think so.
Yeah.
He's in the wrong place.
He thinks he is. Yeah. He thinks he's in France.
Oh, dear.
We'll kind of see what that says.
My phone storage full.
Does he really? Oh, shit. Can you press it? Just press it. See if we can get out of the bloody thing. Got a bit of an iPhone issue. So we don't know if we're recording this VT for the PR purposes. Let's have another go, shall we?
Is that okay?
Fucking thing.
No, it doesn't like it, does it?
You bastard. Really? What a yawn. Anyway, we've just got a bit of a technical problem. I mean, a technical issue there. Don't worry about it. We're still here. We're not gone anywhere. And I don't know, what time is it? It's coming to 10 to 5, and it's a glorious day out there. We're in a little place. Can any of us pronounce where we are?
Marina di Civitis or something like that.
I can pronounce it.
Can you?
Italy.
Brilliant.
Smart.
That's why he's on the squad, isn't it?
Bloody smart.
It's why he's on the squad.
Is that why?
Yeah, he's the thinking part of it.
Right, okay.
Really? He's sitting there drinking Italian red wine, would you believe? But then I suppose, you know, if in Italy...
Hang on a minute. What should I be drinking then? Spanish red wine?
Well, no, Italian red wine is obviously the choice.
Red what?
Red wine.
Red wine?
Not red wine.
No, red wine.
Not red wine.
You drunk that earlier.
He would have had white wine, but you spilt most of it yesterday.
Well, I did, actually. Yeah but he put it in the fucking door of the fridge. I opened the door, and it flew.
Yeah.
You know, it's his fault.
Well, he could have had a straw and sucked it all up.
Yeah.
He could have done.
Well.
He didn't. Did you? So he had a meagre glass only.
He really don't say a lot, does he?
He doesn't, does he?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Bloody
that means good morning, doesn't it?
Bonjour.
That much I've learnt.
He's definitely in the wrong country.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here with some of the best sweets we've ever had, actually, that we've just picked up in a little place where we tend to go in the mornings, which is the coffee shop.
Yes.
Down in the centre of this little Italian village. Lovely people, lovely everything. Everything here is lovely.
This was gifted to us by Raffi.
It was by Raffi,
yes.
My Italian PA.
Raffi
She's sitting just across the room.
Hello, Raffi.
Hello, Raffs.
Hi, Raffs.
Say hello, Raffs. Hello. Say hello to the viewers, or listeners in this case.
For those that didn't understand that, she said...
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
In Italian.
In Italian.
Hello.
Yeah, so, anyway, what do you think to the trip? You know, how's your visit here been, Mr. B?
Everything's been pretty much perfect, apart from one thing.
Here we go.
The company.
Oh, dear.
That was
dear.
A low blow. Eh?
You knew that was coming, didn't you?
Of course.
I mean, honest, it bloody scripted, weren't it? It's bloody scripted. These shows
in
are ad-lib.
Big letters.
You just do and say what you want to say, but typical.
No, it's lovely. I like it.
No,
like
come
it.
On, seriously. No, what do you think to Italy?
Yeah, I've only literally just started to get into it in the last few days, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. In terms of relaxing into the pace of life.
And, right.
Well, it's been pretty good. I know you think it's been cold, but a beautiful sunny day today. It's been quite warm, 22 degrees. And I've had a roam around Rome.
Oh.
Seeing the sights of Rome.
Okay.
And Rome had a pizza as well. Yeah, the pizza.
I know he did.
Yeah.
He goes away, eats on his own.
I noticed.
Do you think that's something to do financial, you know?
I don't know.
Or is it something to do with the company?
Like a pizza.
No, it's nothing to do with the company. Can't possibly be. Anyway, favourite things about, you know, what's been the standout gig? Standout kind of, apart from my fantastic show, me, my personality, sparkling repartee.
Do you know what? I'm going to say we've been so well looked after by somebody called Raffi.
I agree. I totally agree. I don't think enough thanks can be given to Raffaella. I really don't.
I totally agree with you. She's really been outstanding and put herself out.
Everything.
Not just for us, but for the show as well.
Yeah. I mean, everything's been so well organised, polished, weren't it? It really was. It really was. She is a class act. Would we not agree?
We would agree 100%.
Second to that, I've liked my walking around Rome, and the train system is so easy to get.
Well,
in
you
there.
Love walking, don't you?
Yeah, you two don't like walking.
No.
Well, I don't mind walking.
Too much.
I don't mind walking.
I did a bit of walking, a little bit of riding, and a little bit of taxiing. You know, it was all good.
Walking and the strolling.
Well, I walk.
No, you don't. You stroll.
Yes, no, I don't stroll. It's not like being out with the paras. You know, when you go out with you, I walk at a kind of standard fucking pace. You know. So that's it. That's your standouts, is it?
Yeah, I've just. It's been a nice, relaxing time.
Oh, it's been a lovely time. What about you, Steve?
For me, it's definitely been the food.
Yeah.
And the people.
I agree with both of them.
Beautiful people. Nothing's too much trouble for them. Everybody's willing to help. Even if they don't speak English, they try.
They do.
In your bad Italian, they do your best. You can't beat it.
Very generous, and they very generous, very warm, very welcoming. Whether you know these people or whether you don't, I mean, the people in this village are just outstanding. They really are.
We'll bend over backwards to help you no matter what.
Yeah.
And you can't ask more of that of a country.
No, totally agree. Totally agree.
And like I said, the food is tremendous.
Oh, that's something
else. Even these sweets that we had a little nibble on earlier on in the cafe, you can't get sweeties like this in England. Well, you can get them like that, but they don't taste anything.
Well,
like
I don't
this.
Know whether. I think the best sweets I've ever had, and we had an ice cream, didn't we, in the middle of Rome the other day?
Yes, that was nice.
Which was the best ice cream you'd ever tasted?
I had something in it because it gave me a boost of energy.
It was. What did you? What flavors did we have?
I had mango, melon, and cherry, with some real cherries in it.
Oh, yes, you had a third scoop.
I had a third scoop. And my God, did it give me energy. I was hyper all the way back in the car. I was like a kid.
Yeah, you were annoying.
Yeah. What best way to be?
Or more annoying. Than usual.
What was yours, flavour?
Mine? I had coffee, which you've got to do, obviously, in Italy. Yep. And then I had the cherry.
Oh, you had the cherry as well?
I did two scoops. How about you?
You weren't as greedy as me.
Well, I can't remember what I had now.
Oh, that's a lot of good, isn't it?
I had two scoops of ice cream, and I can't remember the flavours.
I can't remember what they were, actually. But this thing was a cone, which would have easily cost you about £6 in the UK, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And it cost €4, which is the financial equivalent.
£3.80.
Okay, £3.80.
Ish.
And, you know, the more scoops you had, they still charge you €4.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the nonsense, middle of Rome.
Yeah.
And Rome.
Oh, and if you want cheapy, look at the price of the trains.
Yeah. We had a train trip, was it yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, from here to Roma.
Yeah.
And it cost £3, how much is it, £3.10?
£3.75.
It's €3.74, I think.
Yeah, €3.74.
And how long did that take?
Well, that's the equivalent journey.
7 hours.
7 hours?
Yeah.
With 84 changes. Three of them in Belgium.
Well, it was almost 1 hour.
It's about 1 hour.
For under €4.
And there's three stories.
Three stories on the trains.
The trains are clean. The tracks are beautiful. They're level. There's no bumping up and down. It was a beautiful, smooth ride.
Everything looks new, doesn't it? Yeah, everything looks like new.
What do you
it
mean
does.
They're level?
The tracks are level. You don't feel
What sort of trains are you going on?
Well, English ones. Trains he's talking about.
Well, are they not level?
No, not in England, they're not.
It's like the Burma Railway. Fucking hell.
Shake, rattle and roll when you're in English.
Oh, it is. Terrible. Channel crossing, isn't it?
Just a
on
bit.
On a railway.
Yeah, you come out and you feel like you've left your skeleton behind.
Desperate bloody carry on. But no, it was... It got chargers and mains chargers and Wi-Fi and everything, man. Everything.
I think we said it the other day. Italy's got it right.
Oh, totally. It's a.
No, well, I've been saying you go, what you do, everything's perfect.
I've been saying for the past fortnight, haven't I? It's a very sensible place. Yeah. Everything here is sensible.
Are you new? You to the new PR people for Italy?
Well, might as well, mate.
Well, why not? Why not? Give the place a plug, man.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, not to the fact that we're loads of Lingish want to come here, because they're going to ruin it.
As they always do.
You know? You don't want to know that, nor do the Italians. You wouldn't want to wish that on anybody at all. Not. But no, well, it's...
To a select few of connoisseur travellers, like we are, well, OK, maybe some of us, definitely recommend Italy.
Oh, fantastic place. I love it. I love it. And Rome is just stunning. It makes London look like, well, London wants carpet bombing, doesn't it? It does.
I think it has been, doesn't it?
Fucking does.
I think it has been carpet bombing.
Well, I don't know. I think
it was a few years ago.
Dance I better if it did come, bomb the fucking thing, start again. You know?
Yeah, less of that said, the better.
No, I am a big, big fan of Italy. Big fan.
Why did we come here?
We came here for the Italian job, which is the
your job?
Indeed. Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
The show that I've been doing.
Not to discuss trains.
No, but it's we kind of naturally diverted, didn't we?
We kind of railed our way into it.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's why we're here.
Oh, stay on track.
I've been doing an exhibition here of 30 images, which run for, it actually shut yesterday.
It did, didn't it?
In the Medina Art Gallery right in the centre of Rome.
Which is a beautiful place.
Which has been a major, major success. We had a great private view in the Friday 28th, which was absolutely wonderful. Oodles of people tipped up.
We were all suited and booted.
We were. And
well, some of us were.
I showcased some brand new unseen images that I've never, ever, ever shown before to anybody, actually.
They were rather sexy.
Just give me your kind of view on the show, Andy B.
It was very successful. It was very exclusive.
Yeah.
And
we even had Prosecco.
We did. It was lovely to see those images up there for the first time, which are amazing. Mm. And
he takes a good photograph, doesn't he?
Yeah. Uses a Kodak.
Is that what it is?
Insta Kodak, that's what it is.
Oh, right.
And the dark arts... was
there's something special.
Yeah, that certainly hit the mark, didn't it?
Yeah, it did for me, without a doubt.
I think it hit the mark for people that came in.
I think so. A lot of people were watching and couldn't seem to get enough of their of what they were seeing from
on
those
images.
So
you should be pleased.
Yeah, definitely.
I am very pleased, actually. I'm very pleased. I think it's been accepted. Obviously I was very apprehensive about coming here because... it's all very bloody dark. It's all very iffy, isn't it? I mean, not very well accepted in the UK at all.
That's the UK for you.
Yeah. But which is the main reason why I came here in the first place, because I think hopefully the Italians are on the same page as me, and I think I should be going home with that view that they categorically are.
They definitely are.
The feedback that I've got towards... all the work, but mostly the dark art, which is the bit that I really wanted to get into Italy, has been massive. And it's been very emotional. And I know it sounds a bit Hollywood, but there has been people crying in the street after seeing... I know that comes over different to what it actually was.
That was me when I bought an ice cream.
Was that?
I thought it was when they stubbed their toe on the way out.
Put my hand in my pocket.
That's when you started to cry.
Yeah,
when you had to pay for something.
He does that all the time.
Yeah. But seriously, I think the thing's gone down the storm. There's a lot of big plans. A lot of things that we'll be releasing over the next couple of weeks, news from here, is the reason I came here, you know. So we're going to be doing more shows here. I want to kind of tour Italy, doing the biggest galleries, the biggest places, blah, blah, blah. And, it looks like that's going to happen. Won't be this year, I don't think, but certainly we'll be coming back with a big show next year. Well, no, totally.
Never say never. If the interest is there, that's for sure.
But there is a lot going on, and a lot of big plans. So keep watching the social media, the usual places, Facebook and Twitter, or Elon Musk's Slapstick. Channel that it now is.
Slapstick.
Oh, is that what it is?
Slapstick.
Yeah. Tinder, you're on there, aren't you?
Oh,
Andy B's on Grindr.
Exactly. You're on Grindr, that's why I found him.
On Grindr?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Was it discount weekend, was it?
Sorry.
Meet somebody close in your area. He lives in fucking Devon. It's a long way for the last bus home, isn't it?
Sorry, folks. Keep it professional.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've had it's been a rocking, kicking time, it really has. And will be back ASAP. Won't we, Andy B?
Well, I think it's a good start, isn't it? It's, you know, you've got your foot under the door now under the table, and I think it's a good springboard to...
Yeah, I think so.
Nicely put, Andy B. A springboard.
A springboard?
I think that's right, a good springboard.
And I think, obviously me and Raffi have been spending a fair bit of time talking on the plans of what we're going to do, and she's going to do her usual top drawer, very professional, organised, handling everything over here for me in Italy.
Get stuck in, digging away, and
indeed,
get new galleries up and running.
That's the plan.
Get the dark series out for the folks to see.
So, you actually go home tomorrow, don't you?
Right.
Andy
B. What a shame.
I do go home tomorrow. It's my last day today. But I'm going to cook you guys some food tonight, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, you're going to cook, aren't you?
It's a curry, isn't it? Well,
you're in the chair?
I'm going to try and do a sort of a curry. Well, we couldn't find any coconut milk, so we're going to have coconut yogurt and probably a bit of milk. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but the Abdul's, they use yogurt, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, use natural yogurt. They don't use coconut yogurt.
Well, you know, probably it's something you could teach them.
Improvise, adapt and overcome.
Indeed.
That's what we do.
And use yogurt.
And use yogurt. And milk.
I think you can.
But yeah, I've got to go back to Blighty tomorrow.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Are you looking forward to it, or is it a bit of a gas?
Bit of peace, really.
Bit of peace.
Really? Why?
Here we go again.
I asked why, but I know what's coming.
You're teeing it up.
Yeah.
Is it 9-9? Is it you're going to use it?
Uh-huh.
Pitch it into the bunker?
Yeah, probably wouldn't know him.
No, Sam Wedge, I think.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Sam Wedge?
Sam Wedge.
Okay. Anybody I know?
No, it's just, you know, I've got to go home. It is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. It happens eventually. We've got to go the next day.
Yeah, we fly it Sunday, don't we, Steve?
We go Sunday in the morning, which is a big shame.
We have made a very, very good film, haven't we, of the whole event.
Have we?
Well, hopefully you have.
Is that what we did?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, hopefully it's going to be a really nice film.
Yeah, we've got a little story of what we've done here. So I've just got to go back and edit it when I get round to it.
And we've had a bit of lunacy with Two Go Mad, haven't we?
Yeah.
Which we're going to add to that a bit more tonight.
Big shout out to Alessandro. Alessandro.
Alessandro.
Alessandro and his lovely wife.
Catriona, they've been very, very welcoming.
Yeah, lovely. Stuffing us with food all the time.
Yeah, well, Steve gave Alessandro his watch, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He did. Yeah, because Alessandro liked his watch that much. Steve gave him his watch.
What did Andy B give him?
Headache.
A dirty pair of underwear.
No, they weren't dirty. I'd washed them.
Oh, you had washed them.
But they you are. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people would like my underwear.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
They're usually recaptured quite quickly.
You'd like my underwear, wouldn't you, Raffy?
For those of you that did not see, that was a. Quite right.
Well, you're on this kind of world tour, aren't you? Now you've been
giving away underwear.
Yeah. Well, he's been to India.
He gave plenty away in India.
He's been here. He's going to China.
And now I'm. I was trying to work out what I was going to do on my OnlyFans site, and it's going to be my underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Just underwear? Or are you going to be in it?
No, just underwear.
Oh, I see.
You can sign it as well.
I might sign it.
I can't stand that fucking word underwear. It sends shivers down my back. It does.
Tighty whities.
Oh, I can't be doing with it, man. No.
Only they weren't tight, they weren't white, they were bloody grey.
No.
You like pants?
Oh, holy shit, it turns my stomach.
Pants. You don't, pants. Well, I'm wearing pants. You wearing pants?
No, whoa. I'm going to eat soon. I don't want to be put off. It's like people who sit at the table, you're having your tea, and they want to tell you about fucking operations they've had.
Yeah,
oh,
wonderful that is.
I know. Yeah, I mean, people like that just want beaten to death with a fucking baseball bat, don't they?
I think he's referring to me.
But Alessandro and his lovely wife used to turn up, didn't they, with cakes?
Oh God, every morning he brings boxes of cakes, and again, I'm gonna have a dig at the UK. You know, live and learn, because you people are just way behind it. Way behind it. Their cakes, their food. Confectionery, it is just cosmic.
What did he bring in the other day? It was like a shell full of cream, and I'm not kidding you, it had to be a foot long.
Yeah, apparently they were the small ones.
Exactly, he said they do them even bigger.
Yeah, and the cream.
Did you get anything like that in England?
Man.
No chance.
No.
Absolutely no frigging chance.
Well, it's a bit of an exploration to find jam in your donut, isn't it?
Well,
that's
true.
And in some cases, holes in your donut when you've just bought a bag of old donuts.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
you know, there's no fucking hole. You get there, open them up, there's no hole.
I think we should all weigh ourselves when we get back and see what we've put on.
What do you were saying this morning, how much do you think you put on?
Oh, I feel like I've put on a few kilos.
You see, I don't. I actually feel like I've lost weight. Because I've been eating proper food, fresh vegetables. I mean, Raffi, she's been cooking a storm up.
Mm,
yeah,
I
agree. I've been eating those, but I've eaten all the cakes as well. Which is what I don't normally eat.
You've nailed the cakes like a git, haven't you?
Yeah, so have you.
No, whoa.
It's like a bloody feeding trough.
I've been very conservative, man, on my cake intake.
There was a jar twice this size earlier on when we were having a coffee. And how many sweets did you eat?
Well, I did have a bit of a taste.
You better eat your curry tonight, otherwise there's no afters.
He ate
what is the
whole
afters?
Bloody lot.
And you've thought about a desert.
We've got that donut cake.
Donut cake.
Ah.
Oh, right, okay.
What's it called?
I don't know.
What's it called, Raffs? What's the cake called? No, the cake. The round cake.
Ciambellone.
There you go.
There you are.
Yep. That's the Italian.
That was
Ciambellone.
That was the Andrew sisters talking India.
Talking shit. Definitely talking shit. So yes, a good bit of ciambellone when we finish.
Ciambellone, which weren't a bad bit of gear, was
it? It's beautiful.
Mm. Let's. I tell you what. That's a good point, actually. That's good, Mark. I'll go and see how Nick gets on with this. I thought what we do is we go around the table and find out what new Italian words we've learnt.
Oh, okay.
Go with you, Steve, first, because you know lots of Italian anyway.
I know a little bit, but not a lot. For example, ciambellone, which we've all learnt.
Yeah.
Prego, bastardo, cretina, that's a good word to use. And there's Raffi nodding, going, yes, definitely. What other words? There's so many little words that you pick up as you go along.
What about you, Nick? What Italian words have you learned?
Maserati, Fiat, Alfa Romeo.
Oh,
Ferrari.
Really?
I'm a bit pissed.
You forgot Ducati.
Who?
You forgot Ducati.
Ducati. I was getting to that.
Oh, okay.
But I'm a little bit upset because I come all the way to Italy and I've only seen one supercar. And that was from two cars ahead in front of us, a Maserati. It was a piss-off car. It really was.
I saw Maserati yesterday.
Did you really?
In Lattice Poly, but it was an old one.
Right, okay.
Had to be about 1980s. And I saw it out of the corner of my eye as I was crossing the road. And I stopped and looked back and I went, yes. And the guy went, yeah, she.
Cool, no. I've only seen that one, but I did see a real serious shit-kicking Alfa Romeo. Really, really fucking mean. But I haven't seen a Ferrari.
Yeah, but most cars out here are the size of Lego, aren't they?
Well, they do small cars well, don't they?
Yeah. Smart cars. People, they are small, aren't they? I mean, they're diddy. They're not like Yankee boys here.
You know? No, that is true.
With six foot something built like a brick shit house.
Perfectly formed, don't they, most of them?
They're very petite and, like you said, well
Formed.
Yeah,
lots of small cars.
Lots of smart cars, aren't there?
Yeah,
lots of smart cars.
Yeah. I keep banging my head every time I go in and out.
Citroens, they like Citroens here as well. Fiat, what there isn't obviously. Is an influx of BMWs and bloody Audis and tosspots who buy them and drive them because they think they make it a status symbol.
There are a few Mercedes, though, but that's a class car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is a class.
I have Mercedes. He's only saying that because he's got a Mercedes.
Yeah, but that's, it's a classy car. Yeah,
it is a classy car. It is a classy car. Well, he's got a massive race history, hasn't it?
It has Mercedes. Yes,
you know, yes, you ain't got that with Audi.
No.
Not at all.
No.
You know? It's just the thing I've got.
Mm. I mean, even Ford tried to beat Ferrari. It took them several attempts, didn't it, back in the 60s? So they got it going. Beautiful cars.
But no, I was beautiful a little women. Bit upset because I haven't seen any comment. Supercars. I expected, you know, to go into Rome and you'd think, whoa, they were minging. But no, they ain't been, are they? They don't
Everything
seem to use...
Sensibly.
Yeah, it is. They don't
Nothing's
seem to use
overt.
Cars as a
status
symbol, do they?
Correct.
Not at all. Not at all. Their cars are very nice.
Yeah.
But...
they don't have to flash their dicks in everybody's faces.
No, they don't. They don't.
I tell you what there is a lot of.
What's that?
There's a lot of security in Rome.
Oh, trying to get a shot this morning with a couple of gendarmes who tipped up at the coffee shop.
You're right. In the wrong country again.
They're all tooled up. Yeah, I know they are, but yeah. I can't pronounce what they call them here.
Carabinieri or something like that.
No, they weren't the Carabinieri's. They're the heavy duty hombres. That's it. Yeah.
Polizia.
Yeah, that's it. But they're all tooled up.
Oh, yeah.
Just two young guys, and they came in for their breakfast and... I asked Rafi if she'd have a word with them, see if they'd do a shot, but they can't, apparently.
Right.
Well, no, they can't.
You know, they keep their distance.
Bit of a shame.
I've got a few shots of them.
Ah, now you may well have shots of them, but I wanted a shot of me with them.
Sneaky.
That's
you
what I wanted.
Sneaky ones.
I've got quite a few shots.
I've been told off.
Mm. In fact, I got a shot of two having breakfast this morning.
Did you really?
Did you get told off?
I don't know where it was in Rome. It was somewhere in Rome where there must be like an embassy or whatever. There was a lot of military coming out, okay. And they were local to, and they were going in the local cafes having breakfast and buying buns and yeah. I was being checked out. I looked dodgy as hell.
Really?
Mm. So you took a covert picture. Mm. I got told off for almost taking a picture of the postal department.
But Steve, you can't be covert.
What do you mean I can't be covert? I can be covert. You mean no?
No.
Why can't I be covert?
You tell him.
Look in the mirror.
Can I not be covert?
No. No. Whereas I blend in. I look...
Andy blends.
I blend.
I mean, look... All the camouflage gear he blends.
Okay, I get it. I'm a bit stripey. Okay, I get it. All right.
Isn't it?
But yeah, security's pretty tight, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, so you're saying, I mean, I didn't, because...
But it's not tied in a nasty way.
No, it's not. It's good.
No, I've held up. You go, okay.
Yeah.
Very polite.
Yeah.
Mm.
Very polite.
Yeah, no, I found everybody very polite. Yeah. I have, honestly. Yeah. I really have.
And the girls are very polite.
Apart from the nonsense of the internet here, which is the worst thing, isn't it? The internet.
Oh, you always moan about the internet. Don't
where
you?
We are.
Ah, well, that's not
because
really...
where we've been stopping is a privately owned house. It's an Airbnb, but it's a bloody fantastic place.
It's a
beautiful
place.
Really, really is nice.
The surroundings are wonderful.
But the internet's dog shit.
Well.
Yeah, but it is, isn't it? It is. And,
it is.
You know, when you're working, and that's essentially why we're here. You know.
Well, yeah, okay, you make the point. It is valid, yes.
You know, you got to be able to work and do what you got to do, but...
Sorry, Marco, you got to get better internet next time.
Okay, what was it? What's the worst thing about Italy? What's your dislike? Have you got a dislike?
Dislike. I'm struggling to think of a dislike, if I'm honest. I'm really struggling. No.
None at all.
I'm not going to mention the internet because it's not
really an issue. As you mentioned this morning, it's the guy who owns this place, not Italy, isn't it? So
no, I don't have a dislike. Sorry, I can't find one.
Okay, Andy B?
I'd like to. Just to give a fair balance, but I can't.
Oh, well, that's quite easy, really.
No.
The
company.
No. We're on about bloody Italy, man.
But we're in Italy.
Not the people you come with.
He's such an arse.
Any a cock.
Don't make me laugh.
He's a professor at the University of Cocks.
I'll start cocking. Coughing.
I tell you what, what's the worst thing?
Go on.
Okay, Italy. Is the way that if you leave the key in the door and you close it, you can't get back in.
When leaving the house.
When leaving the house.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. But is that every house or just this one again?
I don't know. That's the worst thing about Italy is that they haven't... It's a sort of a design fault.
That we had to break in. Literally.
We had to break in.
Smash the glass to get in.
We did. But they did a great repair and you'd never even know it.
No.
But of course he does, that Marco knows now because we've told him.
But you still can record it. Steve owes me 20 euros still.
I do.
Well, I think I owe you a couple of bob, don't I?
Yeah. But Steve owes me 20, so we better not forget that.
He tells me that I owe 20 euros, you know. It's terrible.
Yeah, but I've got CCTV in his place. So I know.
Oh. He's got CCTV.
But yeah.
Okay.
What was your worst thing then?
Me? Mm. I haven't got one. I have not got one.
Okay.
You had to get your one out, didn't you?
This place.
You're the only one with a negative.
This place, I could live here, no problem.
Can you?
No problem.
Oh, mate, you'll be further away from me.
Yeah, I know, but you then want to come. You want to come and fucking visit.
Yeah.
Which would be even worse, because I wouldn't be able to kick you out.
No, exactly.
Would
you?
No.
Well, you would. You'd be able to close the door and leave the key in the door.
Ah. Probably we'd need Steve to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he did it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did it, yeah. No, I haven't got one. I love Italy. It's one of my all-time favourite places where I wanted to go. I never had been before. Style, class, fashion, sex appeal, passion. Yeah. They do it all.
Why are you describing me?
I bought myself a new pair of Ray-Bans, didn't I?
Oh, you did?
In the Ray-Ban shop.
We just talked over his comment there.
You did? Yeah, no, it wasn't that important anyway.
Well, I think he was kind of bigging himself up.
Was he?
Yeah, again.
Shall we let him have a go?
Go on then.
We're all ears now.
Take the mic, Andy B.
Hello.
Right.
I thought you were describing me.
No, we're talking about Ray-Bans.
Okay.
That I bought a pair of Ray-Bans in
Italy, the Italian people.
Mm. Style.
Style, fashion.
Mm. So
them two things, you're not even in the frame. Sex appeal.
Ray-Bans. Bought in Italy. In the Ray-Ban shop.
So I've got none of those?
No.
Okay.
No. But he does have a lovely pair of pants.
Oh, From India. From an Indian? No, possibly.
They weren't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But he broke the zip. He had to break the zip, didn't
he? Did
he? He broke the zip, yeah.
Right, okay.
Which is a shame.
Oh, he's talking about pants. He's talking about trousers. He's not talking about pants.
Oh, I see. Oh, of course he is, yeah.
That's what we call trousers, pants, man. What's wrong with you? Dude, come on.
No. They're strides, man. That's what they are.
Strides.
Yeah. That's what they are.
That's what you do with
threads.
Your stride.
Some fabric. Yeah.
Okay, Levi's.
Fabric.
501s.
Well, if we can't actually say anything negative about Italy or the Italian people, I think that is really, really good.
Yeah, it's a good way to
And you know me, I can always have a gripe about something that I do not fucking like.
Really?
Yeah, welcome to the UK.
Point made.
I think we've had a fantastic time. I really, really do. And I can't wait to come back.
Same here. End of the month, maybe, for me.
Okay. Andy B?
Yeah, I'd come back again, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say one word.
Only one?
Mm-hmm. Arrivederci.
Oh, blimey. He did it as well. Arrivederci. Beautiful, eh?
Until the next show, this is Nick Elliott, Rock Art Photographer, signing off. Andy B.
Arrivederci.
Steve Knight.
Ciao. Bello.
Thanks, listeners. Catch up again. Watch the social medias and hopefully you enjoy the show. You stay safe. Catch you soon. Lots of love.